You're listening to About Bradford on BCB. It's just coming up 16 minutes past 11. Now, I was saying to you, wasn't I, that the other day I drove in my car and I drove from Blackpool to Whitby, and it took quite a long time, and it seemed like quite a long drive, if I'm really honest. But how about walking it? Now, I know lots of people do actually walk, don't they? They call it coast to coast, and they walk all that way. But get this. How about doing it when you're just 6 years old? Well, I'll tell you what, that's what Ada Wood from Keighley has done. She's actually walked coast to coast. She walked from St. Bees in Cumbria, and she walked all the way to Robin Hood's Bay on the other side of the coast. And she did that with her mum, Amy. And I'm very pleased that both Ada and Amy are here in the studio to tell us all about it. Hello, Ada.
Hello.
Hello. I tell you what, you are brilliant. Do you feel brilliant?
Yeah.
Yeah. Have all your friends said to you at school, how amazing is that that you walked all that way?
Well, I haven't been back since because of the 6 week holidays.
Yeah, so have you seen some friends since you got back?
Yeah.
And what have they said to you?
Well, I've not seen many of them, but I've seen some people from Mum's Forest School and stuff.
Yeah.
But they didn't really know that I was going to coast to coast, so...
So were they amazed when you told them that you'd done it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So tell me all about it, because it's a very long way. Do you know how far it is?
200 miles.
200 miles. Now, I struggle to walk a few miles, so tell me, what gave you the idea to say, I'm going to walk 200 miles?
Well... Sort of my mum told me that we could do it, but we didn't have to, but...
But you wanted to do it, didn't
yeah.
you? Yeah, yeah. So you set off from St. Bees, I know St. Bees well, up in Cumbria, and then did you have to walk hills and...
Yeah, we walked right through the Lake District.
Wow, so what did you do? How far did you walk most days then, Ada?
Most days it was 17.
Yeah, thereabouts.
17 miles in a day?
Yeah.
Wow, so it was just you and your mum?
Yeah.
Is that right? Did you have a car following you with food or water or anything like
that? No, but my mum had the water bag, I had all the food, and my mum carried all the rest. Mm-hmm.
I've got some pictures of you here on your trip, and I tell you what, you're smiling as well, aren't you? You look like you're actually enjoying it as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. So how many days did that take you then?
14.
Wow, and did you do them all in a row, or did you go home in between, pop back to Keighley?
We did it all in a row.
Did you?
Yeah.
Wow, so what, staying in bed and breakfast and things on the night?
No, we couldn't afford to stay in bed and breakfast,
right.
So we went in the tent.
You went in the tent, so your mum was carrying a tent as well?
Yeah.
Wow, and so you'd walk 17 miles, be really tired and hungry, and then you'd have to put a tent up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you pretty good at putting a tent up now, Danada?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Amazing. You're listening to BCB. It's About Bradford. We're talking to the unbelievable Ada Wood, who at 6 years old has walked coast to coast from St. Bees to Robin Hood Bay. Now, we've also got Ada's mum, Amy, here. And Amy, this sounds like it was a bit of your idea.
It was. Well, we've done a Good Friday walk every year since Ada was a baby, which is about 11 miles from Stanbury over to Hebdenstow.
Mm-hmm.
And... Like the first year I carried her, the next year I carried her, the next year she walked about two-thirds of it. And when she was just coming up to four, she walked the whole way.
Wow, at four she walked about 11 miles. That's unbelievable.
So this year there were some dogs doing it, and she must have walked it twice, running backwards and forwards with the dogs.
And why are you chasing the dogs, Ada, were you? What kind of dogs were they?
They're like little dogs with like little tight curls on.
Oh, fabulous. Were they
chihuahuas? One chihuahua and then two big.
Was it a poodle?
No.
No. And two big dogs as well.
Was it a Labrador?
Yeah.
So you were chasing the dogs and going backwards and forwards, yeah?
And we thought, well, we're ready for a bigger challenge, aren't we?
Yeah.
And Ada's coming out of school to be educated at home this year. And we thought, well, what an exciting project to learn about distance and north and south and just how big your country is and all the rest of it. And it's proved to be, hasn't it?
Absolutely. So, Ada, as well, you've obviously learned a lot about different countryside and things. Did you learn a lot about blisters on your feet?
Yeah.
Tell me about that.
I got them from colouring.
Right, oh, OK, that's one on your finger. You're showing me one on your finger now, yeah.
And I've got one on my heel.
Yeah.
That bubbled up the skin.
Did it? Was that when you were walking?
Yeah, it the skin bubbled up.
Oh, dear.
And then the skin, like, peeled off to the side.
Uh-huh.
And came right off.
Oh!
But it didn't hurt.
Did you cry?
No.
No, I can tell you, I can tell that you're pretty brave, I have to say. Yeah. I can tell doing that. What about, did your feet generally really, really hurt?
No.
No? And what about the end of each day, if you were doing about 17 miles a day, were your hips not hurting and you're just so tired?
Well, I got seized up a bit and then and my recovery time was like 5 minutes and my mum's was like an hour.
Yeah, that's right. You've got the benefit of youth there, Amy, hasn't she?
Yeah, we'd get to a campsite and I'd be like, oh, can we just sit down and have a cup of tea now? And she'd be like, can we go to this playground over there?
There's no stopping you, basically, is there? No. No. So what else did you learn then, if it was part of your new schooling? Did you learn about some plants and things like that?
Yeah, we learned about, we saw bracket funguses and... Mm-hmm.
Tell them about that bracket fungus, Ed. Why was it exciting?
Because it was bigger than my head.
No, really? Yeah. What, one bit of fungus?
No, it was like one about that size and another one like that size below it.
Wow, so that size is bigger than your head. Wow, yeah. That must have been brilliant. Can you eat that, do you know?
No.
No. So you didn't fancy cooking that for your tea that night?
No.
No.
Anyway, it was stuck really hard on a tree.
Mm. Yeah, yeah. So what sort of things were you eating at night then? What did you get for tea, Amy?
Pub tea.
Pub tea? What, most nights you have pub tea?
Yeah.
What's pub tea for you? Fish fingers and chips or...?
Me and my mum are vegetarian, so we can't eat fish.
Okay, what did you have?
We had like a night on chips, night off chips, so yeah.
Very sensible. But to be fair, you were doing all that walking, so I think a few chips wouldn't have hurt, would they?
We had a lot of mushroom stroganoff, didn't we? That seems to be a popular vegetarian pub.
Well, I was going to say, see, I'm vegetarian as well, and I generally don't do pub grub because for veggies, it's that aura veggie lasagna, really, isn't it?
But I decided if we were carrying everything on our backs, I wasn't carrying a cooker and bags of pasta and tins of beans as well. So that was our luxury, really, cup tea every night.
My mum once got a mushroom stroganoff. It was like a tin of mushroom soup with extra mushrooms in it.
Outrageous. So some of the food wasn't the best, but you kept going. And did you get on well? Did you smile and have a laugh while you were doing this walk? Yeah. Tell me about, you actually have done some stuff as you were going along, didn't you? You sort of, you did not quite a blog, did you? But you kept some, you know, you've got your drawings and things.
Yeah, it was like a, what was it?
Mobility trip.
We did a mobility trip.
Yeah. And can anybody else see that if they want to see that?
I think you can, but I couldn't tell you the number because it's not an easy list. But the Keighley News have put it on their website,
so you could get it off that. So if you're going to Keighley News and have a look for Aid Award, you'll find it there. Yeah. So what's next then? Because now you've done 200, 200 miles. We've got some Olympics coming up in about 4 years' time, or maybe a bit later. But what do you think, Aida? What's next for you? Are you going to do some more walking?
Next summer, we're thinking about doing the Pennine Way.
Going up some more bigger hills?
Yeah,
and doing that, and then you'll do it together again then, will you?
Oh, I reckon, yeah.
It nearly goes past our house, the Pennine Way.
That's right, you didn't stop off at your house then on the way through via Keighley?
No.
That would have been too easy, would it, to have had a comfy bed one night?
No, because we cut off. If there was an easy route, we didn't take the hard route, we took the easy route.
It's fair enough, you are only six, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Listen, I just think it's unbelievable and amazing that you've done that. You should be so proud of yourself, really should. So I think, massive congratulations to Aida. Only 6 years old and she's walked 200 miles in 14 days, coast to coast, from St. Bees to Robin Hood's Bay. Tell you what, when you do the Pennine Way next year, will you come back and tell us all about it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Brilliant. Listen, thank you very, very much. Aida Wood and her mum, Amy Heald from Keighley. Thank you so much for coming into BCB.